Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 408, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. The number one regret among those facing the end of life is expressed as, "I wish I'd had the courage to live authentically rather than conforming to others' expectations." Reflecting on their lives, many realize that they left numerous dreams unfulfilled, mostly because of choices made or opportunities missed. Our dreams will be fulfilled or unfulfilled due to the choices we do or do not make. So, here's how to live a life free from the bitter pain of regret. Number one, embrace your creative nature. Whether you believe it to be true or not, you have a creative nature. The questions are whether you realize it, if you've located it, and if you've embraced it. We each contain the greatest supercomputer in the world. And within that supercomputer sits millions and millions of lines of code. That code is our thoughts, feelings, and ideas bouncing around aimlessly in the housing of our mind. It is up to us to channel that formlessness of those thoughts, feelings, and ideas into form through things like art, business, and invention. We need to recognize that the inherent capacity within us to bring forth new ideas, concepts, and expressions. We are each creators. And maybe you don't look at yourself as one, but you are. And our essence as a creator means that we possess the ability to shape the intangible aspects of our being, that of our thoughts, emotions, and imagination into tangible forms through various mediums such as art, entrepreneurship, or innovation. Living a life free from the bitter pain of regret entails aligning ourselves with this fundamental truth about our creative potential. It means embracing opportunities to explore and express ourselves authentically, allowing our creative impulses to guide us in shaping our experiences and leaving our mark on the world. Now, you might struggle to see this at first, because so much of what we do and why we do it is based on the programming we've experienced year after year. Our supercomputers have been programmed to be workers, to follow a very specific set of instructions and create a specific output. It's one of the things that dulls us down. It's what places us on a set of tracks that simply follows millions of others before us. And because of the societal programming, we struggle to see our creative nature. We struggle to see the internal code and realize the potential of our supercomputer. And so, many of us live a life full of regret because deep down, we know we are capable of more. We know we can deliver more. We know we really want more. We know we possess the ability to shape the intangible aspects of our being. By nurturing and harnessing our creative instincts, we cultivate a sense of fulfillment and purpose, one that transcends the mundane aspects of daily existence. Embrace your creative nature, because this is what enables you to live in harmony with your true self, fostering a life rich in meaning, growth, and self-expression. A well-lived life is a life tuned to this truth. Number two, accept responsibility. Our life is a result of the story we tell ourselves about ourselves. At the end of the day, irrelevant of what programming we've been conditioned to, we hold all the responsibility. What we do and how we live reflects who we think we are. Let that truly absorb. The life we're living is a direct reflection of who we think we are. And many of us are living small lives because we think small of ourselves. We think, who am I to get up on stage? Who am I to ask for a raise? Who am I to start a company? Who am I to ask that girl or guy out? Who am I to become a parent? All of these thoughts are what keep us small. All of those thoughts are what compound over 50, 60 years and have us regret not living a big life we knew we could have lived. The narrative that we construct about ourselves is what shapes our reality. Each of our actions, choices, and the way we navigate through life are all reflections of the beliefs and perceptions we hold about ourselves. Rather than attributing our circumstances or outcomes to external factors or other people, we need to accept responsibility. We need to acknowledge and accept that we are the author of our own story. We need to understand that we have the power to influence the course of our lives. And the pivot of direction starts with grabbing the steering wheel, one that isn't wrapped in plastic, leather, or suede, but rather wrapped in the fabric of our thoughts, decisions, and actions. Blaming external circumstances, individuals, or past events for our current situation only perpetuates a cycle of disempowerment and victimhood. It pries our hands off of that steering wheel. But cultivating self-awareness and taking ownership of our life allows us to elbow our way back to reclaiming our autonomy and agency. It entails being honest with ourselves about our strengths, weaknesses, and areas for growth, and actively working towards self-improvement and personal development. When we embrace responsibility for our lives, we empower ourselves to make conscious choices, ones that align with our values and aspirations, as opposed to being driven by external forces or past regrets. We can chart a course toward a future defined by purpose, fulfillment, and self-actualization. But to do so, stop blaming someone or something else for your life. Accept responsibility. You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. Number 3, provide value, be of service. There is no work more rewarding than work that solves problems, benefits others, and improves the world. Building something that adds value to the world. The tsunami from this value creation is unlike anything else. It's lasting. It's much bigger than us. It's fulfilling. It's compounding. If you want to break the future shackles of regret, embrace the opportunity to provide value and be of service to others. When we engage in activities that contribute positively to the world, not only does it enhance our own sense of fulfillment, but it also reduces the likelihood of regret by aligning our actions with purpose and meaning. Creating art, building a business, or inventing something are all powerful ways to provide value and make a meaningful impact. These endeavors allow us to channel our creativity, skills, and passions towards addressing problems, improving lives, and making the world a better place. There is immense satisfaction that comes from knowing that our work serves a purpose beyond personal gain. Whether we're creating a piece of art that inspires others, launching a business that meets a genuine need in the market, or inventing a solution that addresses a pressing issue, the act of contributing to something greater than ourselves brings profound fulfillment. The invention of the internet has revolutionized the way we connect and share information. It's made it easier than ever to reach a global audience and make a difference. I speak into this mic, and it lands in the ears of hundreds of thousands of people across 122 countries. And each of you takes that information and utilizes it in your own lives for greater growth, happiness, and impact. Harnessing the power of technology provides unprecedented opportunities to amplify our impact and reach individuals around the world. Everyone that you admire, that is exactly what they're doing. They're creating more than they are consuming. They are adding more than they are subtracting. We live in a time where we have an almost endless amount of resources at our disposal. And these can be leveraged with our talents and expertise to create meaningful change that leaves a lasting legacy. Living a life free from regret means embracing the call to serve others and using our unique gifts to make a positive difference in the world. So, go make art, build a business, invent something, add value to the world. The internet is a modern miracle, and it's made these opportunities for value creation more possible than it's ever been. So, take advantage. Number four, stop waiting. The perfect moment doesn't exist. The right time doesn't exist. You'll never feel ready. Someday is a curse that slowly erodes our dreams. One minute you think you have the perfect spot on the coastline of California with a gorgeous view of the ocean, and slowly over time, Mother Nature does its thing, slowly eroding the soil your house stands on, until one day, your house is sliding down the hillside into the North Pacific Ocean. That is what someday does to our lives. Do it poorly, do it imperfectly, but do it. If you want to avoid sliding down that hill without any warning, then we need to embrace the mindset of seizing the moment and taking action without waiting for the perfect conditions or timing. So many people fall into the trap of waiting for the ideal moment to pursue their dreams or take important steps in their lives. They hold on to the belief that there will come a time when everything will align perfectly and they will feel completely prepared and ready to act. However, it's a fantasy. It's a mirage. It's a lie we tell ourselves so we can delay action because we're scared. We're uncertain. But the longer we wait, the more distant our dreams become. And eventually, that distance is so great and so much time has elapsed that regret eventually takes hold. When we use the term someday, we're simply creating a false sense of security and procrastination. We're putting off important actions or decisions in the hope of a vague future date. And this leads to missed opportunities and unfulfilled potential. So, let go of the notion of waiting for the perfect moment, and instead, embrace the courage to act now. Commit to taking imperfect action. Number 5, affirm gratitude. Life is a gift. You are a gift. It's a damn miracle that we're all here. And most of us fail to celebrate this. We fail to understand the remarkable odds of being born, which, by the way, are 1 in 400 trillion. It's hard to comprehend the magnitude of that number, considering the odds of winning the lottery are 1 in 300 million, which means that the likelihood of us being born equates to winning the lottery 1.33 million times. It means our parents had a better chance of winning $100 billion multiple times over than giving birth to us instead of our brother or sister. Those odds should be cherished and celebrated every day. Not only this, if the odds are that astronomical, then don't you think we should all be doing something meaningful with it? I do, because living a life that we can be proud of becomes easy when we do. Life is truly a gift, one with endless possibilities and opportunities. When we cherish this, when we're grateful for this, we cultivate a profound sense of gratitude for the experiences, relationships, and moments that make up our journey. And this is what deepens our connection to the present moment. Rather than dwelling on past regrets or anxieties about the future, we focus on the abundance and beauty that surrounds us in the here and now. This is the fuel of motivation for living a life of purpose and meaning. And if we suck this fuel down, then we are inspired to make the most of every moment and to pursue our passions relentlessly. And if you want to live without that bitter pain of regret, well, this is the fast lane out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into how to live a life free from the bitter pain of regret. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.